I know, such a star isn't in studio, but we can still play the music and pretend this is the Star Report.
I mean, right, we're talking about stars.
We can. I've just got to tell you, Kathy, that Serena Williams discussion is still in my head, because I've got to tell you.
It's
hugely irritating, but besides that, I'm talking against my own sex here. If she was a man, this wouldn't have been a discussion point.
No, she would have been another John McEnroe.
Yeah, exactly.
He was the brat.
Yeah.
Right, that was part of his persona.
Anyway, so I fell into my own trap about talking about Serena Williams, but honestly, that's my very strong feeling.
Actually, you know what? I'm not going to have any more conversations about Serena Williams. No, done and dusted.
Correct.
The woman is a fantastic tennis player. She's had a baby. She's an absolute machine. She's a successful businesswoman. She's a successful wife. She owes you nothing. Yeah. She owes us nothing. And you know what? Who the hell are we to commentate on her life?
100%.
Okay. Now that I've just got that off my chest. Do you follow the Duchess? What's her? She's the Duchess of Sussex.
Sussex.
Yeah. AKA Meghan Markle.
I don't, although I admit I did used to watch Suits here and there.
Really?
But yeah.
So do you know she's got like quite a strange family?
quite, just a drop dysfunctional, maybe.
Tad.
Yes, I believe so. They're not all dysfunctional.
The
mom's
like,
yeah.
She's got her brother. What's her brother's name? Tom. What's her brother's name?
I'll find his name again.
Okay, Lindy's going to find the name. She's got a stepsister, Samantha, who she hasn't spoken to in a while. But the family, I think, are like really. They're very into this whole publicity story. You know, I think
that they see her
as their ticket. I mean, the whole thing with Thomas Markle, her dad, where he set up a fake paparazzi scene. Before the wedding, the family, her family, were asked not to make any statements to the press. And so Thomas Markle, wanting some publicity, went into an internet cafe near his home. There were these pictures of these paparazzo pictures of him released, where he's looking up a story about his daughter. Right, it's from behind.
Why? Because he wasn't allowed to see her.
No. He lives. You know, across the world. He lives in New Mexico, I think.
Okay.
And turns out that he had actually set up this paparazzo. He had paid a photographer to take these paparazzi type photos, which he then sold, and it all came out because it was all caught on CCTV camera.
So how do you come back from that?
Well,
how do you win your credibility back?
You fake heart surgery and you don't attend your daughter's wedding.
Is that the reason why? I mean, we all knew he wasn't there. I didn't know why. So
no, well, 2 days later he was picking up McDonald's. Really? After you've had heart surgery, please do me a favor. Anyway, so this whole family it's getting worse and worse and worse. And every time the Buckingham Palace have said, please don't speak to the press, Thomas, Samantha, and the brothers, whose name is?
Thomas Markle Jr.
Which we could never have guessed.
I mean.
they take to Facebook, they take to Twitter, they take to, you know, they speak to CNN.
They do
CNN.
9-hour interviews.
Yeah, 9-hour interviews.
Goodness.
Okay, so the latest, the stepsister, or the half-sister, she's not the stepsister, she's the half-sister, Samantha Markle, has called Meghan a Dutch ass during an extraordinary Twitter rant in which she compared the Duchess to Trump and said she needed to bow to the daddy. How do you deal with people like this who just have no boundaries?
The brain boggles.
There's
because
just no boundaries.
Yeah, what's to be gained from that?
Nothing.
An invitation to the next Queen's garden party? I don't think so. What is she hoping to achieve?
I don't know, but I actually think that Meghan has done absolutely the right thing by cutting her family out of her life. If this is who they are, because they're not looking out for her. If they were, they would have kept quiet, like her mother. Because apparently her mother's been flying into the United States secretly, regularly, to try and, you know, support...
Mediate somewhere.
Well, to try and support Meghan, who's obviously very traumatized every time her father goes onto CNN or onto British Good Morning Britain or whatever it is.
It must be terrifying to wake up in the morning. What did my dad do now?
My advice to Meghan, run, baby, run. Seriously, isn't that not the craziest story?
Yeah, strange people.
Yeah, what do you think she should do? If you were in Meghan Markle's position, what would you do? Would you just give in and say, okay, yes, you can have a little house on the property? What would you do? What would be the right thing to do? 34519, that's a text line. You can also WhatsApp. Or you can telegram on 061-895-1019. I'd really love to know, you know, share your insight on it. Maybe I'm getting this just completely wrong, which it won't be the first time. Something else is another story that I've got on for the show, Biz Report, is Rhea Versteenkamp's sister has slammed Amazon Prime over insensitive new documentary showing grisly crime scene photos of her dead body.
Oh. Where did they get these pictures, Kathy?
From court. They got them from court.
Is one able to go into a court and take pictures of evidence?
Well, I think that, I think, so it's 5 years. Can you believe it's
so
5 years already?
It's been 5 years, but I remember at the time there were certain sessions. I think I vaguely remember some of the pictures because on the news they'd have them. So with certain sessions, just for evidence reasons, they'd have the pictures on a screen just to, I don't know, point out at something. They did that with texts as well. So they probably
so then
got
the time limit prescribes and Amazon feel then they have a right to these pictures to use them to make money out of it.
It's a documentary. I mean, it's a story that shocked the world.
Yeah. So they probably were some of the journalists or whoever who were in the courtroom at the time.
Yeah. It's a...
What a difficult balance between the right of the public to know versus the sanctity of the individual's rights to privacy.
So I think that it speaks to even closer to home. Last week, I had to, I was driving in the south of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And drove on the M1 South. Which is the Van der Graaf. Is the Van der Graaf? Whatever, the motor. It's a double-decker.
Yes.
And we drove past the building that was burning. And I was just filled with the sense of dread and but also hope that everybody got out. And when I was at my appointment, it emerged that a fireman had lost his life.
Mm.
At that stage, only one fireman had lost his life. And just the sense of something so sad, you know, especially when it's rescuers, people who dedicate their lives to saving other people. It just has a different weight. Certainly for me it does. And then I heard, I was actually listening to Hard in the Morning, and they were talking about this this video that was going around where people were watching
as
the fireman fall.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line for human decency?
I think
because I could never watch something like that. And thank God nobody shared it on my timeline. Yeah. I was busy with other things last week. But really, like, where do you draw the line and say, you know what, this is a human life?
After the news, I remember somebody on Twitter actually said, can we please not see the video of this online? And I remember just going through my timeline, somebody posted, here's the video. And I decided, I think we've spoken about this with you, that like I've made the I'm not going to share it. If it's
good
one less
you.
Person sharing
you.
These things, hopefully it's one less person who has to see it. Because if the family or the friends, or, you don't want to see this.
His dignity.
Yeah, and it's highly likely that video was made public even before his family knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, you know, how one receives news like that?
You know what it also does? It desensitizes us. And I see this a lot in the Israeli media. When there is a terror attack, when there is a ramming attack and it's caught on camera, often the sites, in fact, Daily Mail also does it in the UK. So it's actually not just Israeli media, but Israeli media use it a lot. They will film it and they will post it on every single story. Mm. But it makes you desensitized because it looks like a game. It doesn't look like people who are actually being killed or injured.
It's funny you say that about the Israeli press, because my sense of the Israeli press was somewhat different.
Yeah.
My sense, and I've lived there for a short while, was that I never saw the blood, guts, and gore, and I'm very grateful for that. What I always saw the next day was a tribute to each and every victim. So if, unfortunately, five people were wounded or God forbid, killed in a in an event, there would be five very decent, respectful tributes to each one of them. And that's very often what's missing for me in South Africa. You hear three firemen died. I can't tell you who they were.
Exactly.
I can't tell you where they live. Yeah. I can't tell you if they had families.
Why hasn't there been that?
Because it's made the story, Kathy. You saw him fall off the ledge. That's not the story.
Yeah. That's not the story.
But I don't know if it's yesterday I saw another video that I chose not to share as well. And in my mind, I was thinking, when will we get to a point where somebody, you don't have your phone with you to take a video in a time of need? We've got journalists that are there to do the job or whatever. We don't all need to have our phones out when you could be helping. I mean, the video was of a guy getting beaten up. But I was thinking, so if the guy taking the video just put his phone away and maybe helped, we might have a whole nother story.
That's a big ask, though, Lindiwe. That's a big ask. Not everybody's brave enough.
We have to.
You know, just the act of filming could be argued, be helping. If the attacker knows he's being filmed, perhaps it might act as some sort of a break.
Some of them get punched. When the attacker realizes.
I want to talk about that. There was an incident at our Tambo on Sunday morning at 10:30. I'm going to talk about that in a little while. But until then.